You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. On Friday, August the 19th, I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a mixed race card this evening at Killarney. Four on the flat and three over jumps. The highlight, of course, which comes in the shape of the 7.55, which is the John J. Galvin Handicap Hurdle at Grade C contest over 2 mile 1. We'll be looking at that much later on. But first of all, we're going to deal with the two-year-old contest. It's a nursery over a mile. Several horses catch the eye here. Most notably, Joyce Compton from the William McCreary stable, who finished third behind Istan in a very good race, similar to this at the Curra last time out. Certainly think she'll step up to the plate here now. She's up in trip. And with the team of William McCreary in great form, two winners here the other night, she's got to go well. As has Canberra Cliffs from the in-form now David Watchman camp. Fourth behind Sweet Sounds at Tipperary last time out. Got a handicap mark of 72. And the winner going in again. This horse could easily make an impression here. But the one I like is Sweet As Ever from the Aidan O'Brien camp, who was a good winner last time out in a decent contest at Garran Park, staying very strongly in the latter stages in the hands of Anna O'Brien to overhaul the short price favourite Sir Dream-a-Lot, who'd cut out most of the running. The time figure that race puts this horse on top of the pile. And drawn in store one, I'd expect this filly by Power to be very competitive here. And at 5-1 this morning, represents a good each way bet in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, and the two that stand out here are Aspen Mountain and Tony the Gent. Both of these two here come in good form, particularly Tony the Gent, who was very game in victory the other day at Galway when he had to circumnavigate the whole field and see off persistent challenges of both Creme de la and Palmonis in the latter stages. But like I say, he stuck his neck out really well. And Jern Lyons horses have had a successful week here at Killarney. So he'd be my number one choice. Just slightly over Aspen Mountain, who was a bit unlucky the last day when sent off a warm order in a Curra handicap in the first time blinkers. Just got checked in his run at the 2 furlong pole, which ultimately cost him the race. The way he stayed on in the latter stage suggested he might have won with a much better passage. And he's got to be a threat, whichever way you look at it, against Tony the Gent.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3, and quite a few fancied horses go to post here in this mile 3 maiden. Most notably, Hibiscus from the Aidan O'Brien camp, clearly expected to improve significantly on that run the other day behind Nearly Famous when just getting a little bit tired in the latter stages. He's obviously going to be a threat to all. But I think Zamira also is worth more than a second look here, and she gets the vote for me. In a off the back of a good run first time out behind John Ox's My Fantasia, who've got the benefit of several previous decent efforts and, of course, fitness advantage. But that was a good return because back in third was Triplicate, who's gone on to win subsequently at Galway and here, of course, the other night. So that form is rock solid. This filly by a new approach should also appreciate the step up in trip. And largely speaking, Dermot Wells' horses still remain in good form. So Zamira is the choice in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, quite a few horses fancied here. Artful Artist will be, of course, off the back of that run last time out at Galway and from the dominant figure of the Tony Martin stable, sure to go well. The tongue tie seemed to work for Cesare last time out down in Ballinrobe and also has been well punted, but I'm going to stick loyal to Prickly, despite a poor run last time out for whatever reason at the Galway Festival. This horse can be fancied on several previous runs on the level, including a good second last time out behind Tara Dillon at Leopardstown, and that was following a run behind Winter Lion at Limerick. So this horse is certainly coming here in reasonable shape. And with the Edward O'Grady horses in good form, of course they had a winner last night here in the shape of Le Vagabond, there's every chance that this six-year-old by definite article could easily follow suit. Ground conditions are ideal, and the trip and the track should also be fine. So Prickly, each way, 5-1 is the pick in race 4.
Race 5.
On to the fifth race and the 7.25 over 2.5 miles. I'll go with Peter McCreary's informed Grainy Town, who finally got off the mark at the 19th time of asking 2 starts ago at Ballinrobe and almost pulled off a back-to-back victory with a decent run in second at Roscommon next time out beyond Lassacar, who just basically outstayed this horse in the latter stages. The performance, albeit a good one, was slightly impinged because the ground was softer than ideal, but on a much better surface here tonight at Killarney, providing the forecast is okay, this horse should easily be capable of bouncing back to his very best. And at 5-1 this morning, Grainy Town, I'd expect we'll run another solid race in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the big race then of the night, the 7.55, and my nap of the day runs here in the shape of top weight Ben Telemar from the Shea Barry stable. Hasn't won for quite a while. You've got to go back to 2015 to find his last win, but this horse, to be fair, has been running in some hard-knocking handicaps and graded races alike in recent times. Second to Semper Medici earlier on in the year in February at Gowran Park in a Grade 2 contest would certainly give him an excellent chance here. And you've only got to look at the races he's been running in of late. Fifth behind some good horses at Leopardstown in the middle of winter in that big Coral handicap. Fourth at the Punchestown Festival behind Annabelle Fly. And albeit didn't cut much ice last time out in the first time hood in the Galway Hurdle, he still beat quite a few decent standard opponents when finishing 8 lengths ninth. Decent lady conditional to take £7 off his burden of 11 stone 10. And that puts his horse on a mark of 132. And it's been quite a while since this horse has been settled in and around marks of that nature. Like I say, he's definitely the class act of the race. And he was 8-1 this morning. I do think that was a massive price. He's probably trading more in and around the 5-1 mark. But he still represents a decent each way value at that price. I'd expect Ben Telemar to run a huge race here in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and this surely must be the opportunity that Sir Stephen's Green won't squander. He was second in a very hot handicap last time at Galway when he had his pocket picked rather agonisingly in the latter stages when Heartbreak City indeed inflicted heartbreak on him late on. The third horse, Mighty Concord, gives that race a good deal of substance. And considering that was his first run for quite a while, you've got to go back to December 2015 to find his run previously to that. You'd expect him to come on significantly for the run and take this race as his market position suggests. So St Stephen's Green, albeit a very thin price, should get favourite backers a little bit of joy in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. No podcast tomorrow, but we've got the Curragh on Sunday with a 8-race card. So do join in on Sunday morning and find out the best of the action there. It's bye from me for now.